We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A row erupts at City Hall about homelessness. There are plans for a solar carport at Norwich's park and ride sites, and school speeding concerns prompt a sign competition.
A row has erupted between City Hall and a local councillor after homeless people were left on the streets during severe weather conditions, with claims that this is a breach of the authority's own policy. Councillor Alex Catt has said that Norwich City Council should have activated its Severe Weather Emergency Protocol, SWEP, which sees emergency accommodation provided to anyone sleeping rough during severe weather to minimise harm or death during Storm Darragh. Councillor Catt, the Shadow Councillor for Housing at Norwich City Council, said, "I was pleased to see that the Council accepted our request to bring the SWEP in line with best practice so that we never see a repeat of last winter when some rough sleepers were left out in freezing temperatures. That's why I'm so disappointed that the Council has failed on one of its first tests of implementing this new approach by not activating SWEP and offering emergency shelter in November when freezing temperatures hit and during Storm Darragh, which saw a Met Office warning for winds and conditions in which trees were blown down in the city." However, a spokesman for Norwich City Council says that in November the SWEP was activated on the same day as the other local authorities in Norfolk, including South Norfolk District Council. He added, "As far as we're aware, none of the local authorities around us activated the SWEP during Storm Darragh, which mainly affected the west of England and Wales."
Firefighters tackled a blaze at a former leisure centre on the outskirts of Norwich. The fire broke out at the site of the Oasis Leisure Centre in Pound Lane, Thorpe St Andrew. Witnesses reported seeing and smelling smoke in the area. Multiple fire crews and police officers were at the scene.
Solar-powered electric vehicle charging ports could be installed at park and ride sites across Norwich, with plans lodged for the first trial scheme. Norfolk County Council has submitted an application for a port to cover six parking bays at the Harford Park and Ride site on the edge of Norwich. The steel structure would have an array of solar panels on the roof and a battery storage unit so that drivers could leave their electric cars to be powered up while they use the park and ride service. The council says the solar array will cut the amount of carbon dioxide produced by 17 tonnes a year, and leaders at the Conservative-controlled authority are hoping similar solar ports can be installed at other park and ride sites. Graham Plant, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said, "This project has been made possible through grant funding obtained from the Local Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Pilot and Norfolk Investment Framework. It's the first scheme of its kind for the council, but we're hopeful that if the trial is a success, we can seek further grants to install them at other park and ride sites."
The region's troubled mental health trust has appointed its next permanent chief executive. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, NSFT, which is responsible for mental health services across the two counties, has appointed Caroline Donovan as its chief executive. Ms. Donovan, who joined the beleaguered organisation on an interim basis in November last year, has now been appointed to the post on a permanent basis. Including interim post holders, Ms. Donovan is the 10th person to be appointed chief executive of NSFT since its inception in January 2012, and the 6th on the permanent basis. With a nursing background, she's previously worked as the chief executive of Lancashire and South Cumbria NHS Foundation Trust, another of the country's mental health trusts. She said, "I am absolutely delighted to accept the substantive CEO role for NSFT. I am very excited about continuing to lead NSFT, ensuring the people who use our services and our staff are at the very heart of everything we do."
Nearly 100 creative designs were made by children at a city school to help reinforce the speed limit for drivers after an increase in speeding was noticed. Concerns were brought to Dussindale Primary School attention around a gradual increase in speeding. Councillor for Thorpe St Andrew Ian Mackey invited pupils to come up with their own designs, with the winners' creations being placed outside the school to support the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. Both designs will be made into A3-sized street signs by sign company Wescotec and installed early in the new year. In addition to the pupils' designs, there will also be two flashing signs erected outside the school.
It's time for Alison and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Tim Peters and Jane Pratt for the next part of Chatterbox.